Yes, I think Jacob Zuma's approach, which is informed by the developments in North Africa, where dictatorships are tumbling down in the Middle East, is likely to result in some, compliance on the part of the parties in Zimbabwe, the parties in the Government of National Unity. I think Zuma is essentially saying, look, if you want to play it dirty, let's go. I don't think President Mugabe and ZANU-PF are quite, willing to be embarrassed within the SADC, because that is where, it will all end up: embarrassed, isolated, ostracized, and effectively hamstrung, because we're a landlocked country. If Zimbabwe alienates itself from the rest of the SADC, we are in big trouble. And I know that President Mugabe is very unlikely to do that. He is unlikely to do that with the SADC, because then he will really be standing alone, and it's not a comfortable position. So we are going to see movement, we are going to see progress, whether it will be meaningful enough to enable the country to be said to be now in transition to democracy still remains to be seen.